Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Derim Mezeches Tainis Daf Yud, the first parak Me'emasai. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a number of statements about the unique status of Eretz Yisrael. It was taught in a Braisa, Eretz Yisrael Nivra is Tchila, V'chol Olam Kulo Nivra Lo V'Sof. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the rest of the world was created afterward. As the Pasuk states, Ad Lo Asa Eretz V'Chutzos, until he made the land and the outlying areas. We see from here that Kodesh Baruch Hu first made a single land before other lands were created. And we know that a reference to the land is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael mashka osa Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, v'chol olam al yidei shaliach. Kodesh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael himself, whereas the rest of the world is watered through a shaliach. Eretz Yisrael shoysa megashamim, v'chol olam kulo metamsis. Eretz Yisrael drinks rainwater, which is full of bracha, and the rest of the world drinks from the leftover water in the clouds. Rashi says that he heard that the rain falls first in Eretz Yisrael. Pointed to the second mission on the Daf states, Higia Yudzan b'Marcheshon, lo yardu g'shamim, hizchilo yuchidim esanim gimel tanyas. If the 17th of Marcheshon comes and rain has not fallen, prominent individuals begin to fast three fasts. It was taught in a Braisa, al yomra adam talmid ani, eini rui liyos yachid. A person should not say that he's only a talmid, that he's not fit to be considered a prominent individual, be grouped with those that fast for rain before the community begins their set of fasts. Rather, all Talmidim, the Chachamim, are considered Yechidim and are chayiv to fast. Who's considered Yachid and who's a Talmid? Yachid, Kol Shiruli, Noso Parnas Al Tzibur. Yachid is anyone who's fit to be appointed a leader of the community and can answer a broad range of shilas. Talmid, Kol Shishoin, Oso Dvar Halach, Begumud, Va'omer, Va'afil, B'Mesechus Kala. A Talmid is anyone who can answer a shilah in what he's currently learning, even if it's only Maseches Kala, which is an easier Masechta. And point number three, the Gemara discusses what Yosef was telling his brothers before they returned to Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk states, Al tirguzu baderech, do not become disturbed on the way. Melazar said that Yosef was telling his brothers, Al tisaskum dvar halacha, shem tirguzu alechem baderech. Do not get involved in dvar halacha during your trip, lest you fall out on the way. Rashi explains that they might get distracted and get lost. The Gemara asks if this is so. For Bilai Bar Berechia said, Shnei Talmid Chachamim, Shemahalchim Mederech, Ve'ein Benehem Divrei Torah, Ruin Misarev. Two Talmid Chachamim who are traveling on the way and words of Torah not spoken between them are fitting to be burned. For the Pasuk teaches regarding Eliyahu and Elisha that they were not burned by a fiery chair because they were discussing Torah. So if they had not been involved in a Torah discussion, they would have been burned. So how could Yosef tell his brothers not to get involved in discussing Torah? The Gemara answers, Ha'u Migras, Ha'u Yune. Rabbi Eli was referring to reviewing one's learning by rote. One can do this while traveling since it does not demand a lot of focus. Rabbi Elazar was referring to analyzing Torah. Since people become absorbed in the discussion, it's easier for them to get preoccupied and become lost. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara brings a number of statements about the unique status of Eretz Yisrael. It was taught in a Braisa, Eretz Yisrael Nivra is Tchila, V'kol Olam Kulo Nivra Lo V'Sof. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the rest of the world was created afterward. As the Pasuk states, Ad Lo Asa Eretz V'Chutzos, until he made the land and the outlying areas. We see from here that Kodesh Baruch Hu first made a single land before other lands were created, and we know that a reference to the land is referring to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael mashko esel Kodesh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, v'chol olam al yidei shaliach. Kodesh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael himself, whereas the rest of the world is watered through a shaliach. Eretz Yisrael shoysa megashamim, v'chol olam kulo metamsis. Eretz Yisrael drinks rainwater, which is full of bracha, and the rest of the world drinks from the leftover water in the clouds. Rashi says that he heard that the rain falls first in Eretz Yisrael. Point number two, the second mission of the Daf states, Higi Yudzan b'Marcheshvon, l'yardu g'shamim, hizchilo yechidim esanim gimel tanyos. If the 17th of Marcheshvon comes and rain has not fallen, prominent individuals begin to fast three fasts. It was taught in a Braisa, Al yomer adam talmid ani, eini rui yos yachid. A person should not say that he's only a talmid and he's not fit to be considered a prominent individual, but to be grouped with those that fast for rain before the community begins their set of fasts. Rather, all talmidim of the chachamim are considered yechidim or chayiv to fast. Who's considered a Yachid and who's a Talmud? Yachid Kol Shirui, Limnoso Parnas Al Tzibur. A Yachid is anyone who is fit to be appointed a leader of the community and can answer a broad range of shilas. Talmud Kol Shishoin Oso Dvar Halacha Belimudo V'Omer V'Afil B'Mesechus Kala. A Talmud is anyone who can answer a shila in what he's currently learning, even if it's only Mesechus Kala, which is an easier Mesechta. And pointing with you, the Gemara discusses what Yosef was telling his brothers before they returned to Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk states, Al tirguzu baderech, do not become disturbed on the way. Melazar said that Yosef was telling his brothers, Al sisasku dvar halacha, shem tirguzu alechem baderech. Do not get involved in the dvar halacha during the trip, lest you fall out on the way. Rashi explains that they might get distracted and get lost. The Gemara asks if this is so, for Rabbi Eloi bar Berechia said, Shnei talmid chachamim shemahalchim baderech, ve'ein benen divrei Torah, ruin lisarev. Two talmid chachamim who are traveling on the way, words of Torah not spoken between them are fitting to be burned. For the Pasuk teaches regarding Eliyahu and Elisha that they were not burned by a fiery chariot because they were discussing Torah. If they had not been involved in a Torah discussion, they would have been burned. So how could Yosef tell his brothers not to get involved in discussing Torah? The Gemara answers, Hayu migras, hayu yuni. Rabbi Eli was referring to reviewing one's winning by rote. One can do that while traveling since it doesn't demand a lot of focus. But Lazar was referring to analyzing Torah. Since people become absorbed in the discussion, it's easier for them to get preoccupied and become lost. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Yud, and our standard Simmon is a minion of Yidden. A minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first before the rain spread to the rest of the world included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, because the two other Yechidim got lost on the way while analyzing a sugya. Once again, it's slow motion. The minion of Yidden, that must be one Daf Yud. The minion of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first before the rain spread to the rest of the world, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a number of statements about the unique status of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was created first, and the rest of the world was created afterwards. The Kodesh Baruch Hu waters Eretz Yisrael himself, whereas the rest of the world is watered through a shaliach, and Eretz Yisrael drinks rainwater, which is full of bracha, and the rest of the world drinks from the leftover water. In the clouds, Rashi says that he heard the rain falls first in Eretz Yisrael. So the minion of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first, before the rain spread to the rest of the world, included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, which reminds us that the second mission of the Daf states that if the seventh Mar Chevshin comes and rain has not fallen, Yechidim begin to fast three fasts. It was taught in a Braisa, Al Yomra Adam Talmid Ani, Eni Ruyulos Yachid. A person shouldn't say that he's only a Talmid, he's not fit to be considered a Yachid, to be grouped with those that fast for rain before the community begins their sets of fast. Rather, all the Talmidim of the Chomer are considered Yechidim or Chayiv to fast. A Yachid is anyone who's fit to be appointed a leader of the community can answer a broad range of Shilas, whereas a Talmid is anyone who can answer Shilas in what he's currently learning, even if it's only Maseches Kal, which is an easier Masechta. So the minion of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first, before the rain spread to the rest of the world, included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, because the two other Yechidim got lost on the way while analyzing a sugya. Which reminds us. The Gemara notes a contradiction. Yosef told his brothers before they returned to Yaakov, Al tirguzu b'derech, do not become disturbed on the way. Rabbi Elazar said that Yosef was saying, don't get involved in a devar halacha during the trip, lest you fall out on the way, which Rashi explains means they might get distracted and get lost. Rabbi Elai bar Berechia said, Shnei talmidei chachamim shemachalkim b'derech, ve'ein b'neim divrei Torah, ruinli saref, two talmidei chachamim were traveling on the way, and words of Torah not spoken between them are fitting to be burned. For the Pasuk teaches regarding Eliyahu and Elisha that they were not burned by a fiery chariot because they were discussing Torah. Gemara answers, Hayla migras hayli iyune. Rabbi Eli was referring to reviewing one's winning by rote. One can do that while traveling since it doesn't demand a lot of focus. Rabbi Lazar was referring to analyzing Torah. Since people become absorbed in the discussion, it's easier for them to get preoccupied and become lost. So once again, the minion of Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were rained on first, before the rain spread to the rest of the world, included two Talmidim among the eight Yechidim, because the two other Yechidim got lost on the way while analyzing a sugya. All right, now it's time for a four-blah back Chazara. Daf Vav, so the Simmer Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The man who finished plastering his roof with a sword, that must be more in Daf Vav. The man who finished plastering his roof with a sword when the first rain fell, which reminds us that we learned different pshatim of why the rains are called Yora Umalkosh. One pshat for Yora is Yora Shemoris Abrios Lahatiyach Kagosen. The first rain is called Yora because it instructs its Moreb people to plaster their roofs, to bring in the produce from the fields, and to take care of all their needs before winter comes. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, which reminds us. The Gemara notes that the first rain is to indicate when to begin requesting rain, and knowing the time the third rain is needed to indicate when to fast, but it asks what the purpose of the second rainfall is. And Rabbi Zera said, L'nedarim, for vows. For Osana Mishnah, Anodur Adagashamim, Mishiyerdugashamim. If someone makes a netter that he will not get a knot from a certain item until the rains, or from when the rains fall, he's not permitted to derive benefit from it until the second rainfall. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, made a bracha on the rain as he stood in a puddle with droplets coming down and splashing up. Which reminds the Gemara asks, when does one start to say the bracha over rain? When the chasen has gone out to meet the call, Rashi explains that this means that it rains so much that when a drop of rain falls into a puddle, some drops jump upwards. What Papa said, that since there's a machlokes, whether the end of the bracha for rain concludes rov hodos or kel hodos, both endings should be said, kel hodos v'rov hodos, God of thanksgivings and many thanksgivings. Dav Zayin, so the Simmer Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The boy who wants to learn how to use a super soaker water gun, that must be more on Daf Zion, clay Zion, weapon, gun. The boy who wants to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained, which reminds us we have a number of teachings regarding Gadol Yom HaGashamim about the greatness of a day of rain. There are those that say that a day of rain is greater than Techiyas HaMeisim. Others say it's equivalent to Techiyas HaMeisim. Another Amora holds that a day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given, while there's an opinion that is greater than the day the Torah was given. So the boy wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, which reminds the Gemara as why is the Torah compared to a tree like we have in the Pasuk, Eitz Chaim Chilu Machazikim Ba. We learned just as a small piece of wood is used to light a larger piece, so it is with Talmid Chachamim. The younger ones sharpen the minds of the older ones because they pepper them with a lot of questions. This is reflecting what Rabbi Chanina said. I've learned a lot from my rebbes, and from my chaverim I've learned more than from my rebbes, but from my talmidim I've learned the most. So the boy wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, didn't realize no rain would fall because of Lashon Hara and brazenness. Which reminds us, we have several teachings as to what sin causes rain to be withheld, including this list as Mesapi Lashon Hara, or because of Azuz Panim, brazen people, or Bitzel Torah. Dav Ches, so the Simmer Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The Bachar eating a raisin challah. Challah, that must mean we're in Dav Ches. The Bachar eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Im ra'isi talmud shelamudu kasha levka barzel. If you see a talmud is learning is as hard as iron, b'shvil mishnah shel she'inus to do or love, it's because his understanding of mishnah is not well organized. As Rashi explains, he has a hard time understanding the Gemara because he's disorganized and doesn't remember the mishnah well, which should be mastered first before learning the Gemara. Reish Lakish would review his mishnah 40 times, keneg the arbin yom shenitna b'torah, corresponding to the 40 days of Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only then would he go before B'yokan to learn Gemara. Rabada bar Abba would review his mishnah 24 times. So the Bachar eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure, which reminds us, Lasu Glavo, in the future all the animals will gather and come to the Nachash and say to it that a lion mauls its prey and eats it, a wolf tears its part and eats it, but you, what gain do you get? Rashi explains that the Nachash bites people and kills them but gets no benefit from it. So the Nachash answered, Be'ein Yisru Baal Lashon, the master of speech has no gain. Rashi explains that the Nachash responds that the people who speak Lashon Hora as well get no benefit. So the Bachar eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure when it suddenly fell through a hole in the floor to a storage area below where the grain had not been counted. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak taught, Ein a bracha matzui el bedavar samui min ha'ayin. Bracha is not found except in an object that is hidden samui from the eye, which Rashi explains is something that has not been counted. As the pasuk states, Yitzav Hashem itcha es ha'bracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command the bracha in your storage towers. The word asamech is like the word sami, which means hidden. A person can say a bracha before he counts his grain, but after he counts his grain, his bracha is considered a tefillah shav, a prayer in vain. Daf Tes, so the simmer Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The generous tea hostess, tea, that must be more on Daf Tes, teapot. The generous tea hostess who became fabulously rich from giving maaser, which reminds us that Rabbi Yochanan taught Reish Lakish his son that the pasuk aser taser is coming to teach aser bishvil shetiz asher, give maaser so that you become wealthy, and that even though in general one should not test the Kodesh Baruch Hu, one can test the Kodesh Baruch Hu when it comes to giving maaser. So the generous tea hostess became fabulously rich from giving maaser and served tea from a priceless three-piece tea set with pictures of the Be'er Miriam, Anani HaKavod, and Mun engraved on them, which reminds us of the Brisa taught that Shoshim Parnasim Tovim Amdu Yisrael. Three great leaders arose for Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. The Gimel Matanos Tovos Nitnu Al Yodam, and three good gifts were given to Klal Yisrael because of them. The Be'er, the Anani HaKavod, and the Mun, the well, the clouds of glory, and the Mun. The well was in the schus of Miriam, the clouds were in the schus of Aaron, and the Mun was in the schus of Moshe. When Miriam and Aaron died, the Be'er and Anani HaKavod went away, but then came back in the schus of Moshe. Even though it was taught that prosperity does not come in the schus of a single individual, Moshe Rabbeinu was different, since he davened on behalf of the Rabbim, he was considered as if he is the Rabbim. So the generous tea hostess became fabulously rich from giving maaser and served tea from a priceless three-piece tea set with pictures of the Be'er Miriam, Anani HaKavod, and Mun engraved on them. Was glad to see that it was raining only on her tea plants that needed rain. Which reminds us that we learned from a pasuk that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give rain on behalf of an individual, even for a single field, even for a certain part of the field that needs rain. The Gemara brings the example of Daniel Bar Kitino, who had a garden. Every day he would inspect it and say, this row needs water, this row doesn't need water, and it would rain only in the places that needed water. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.